Welcome, it's the 3rd of June? No, it's not. It's the 3rd of August, 2015. And this is episode 34 of the Life of a Visual Storyteller podcast. My mind is all a muddle. Anyway, welcome. My name's Roger Overall, and I am a visual storyteller. Well, it's hardly surprising that my mind is all discombobulated and upside down and inside out, and that I can't grasp onto words and dates and what have you, because this morning I overslept. I missed my usual swimming time, and I woke up feeling rotten and mentally and physically fatigued. And that's hardly surprising. It's hardly surprising for two reasons. One, the physical side. Yesterday I ran 12.5 kilometers, which is the longest run I've done in quite some time, and it's the longest run that I've done as I build up towards running a marathon next year, and then later next year, the ultra marathon. So it was a 25% increase, in fact, in both time and distance that I ran. And that's a huge hit on my body. Plus, the last bit of the run yesterday was up a very steep hill. So no wonder that my body is needing some recovery time. Now, I'm rationalizing having missed my morning swim today by saying, look, it's fine. I'll make up for the swim later in the week. And today I'll just have a rest day to let my body get some well-needed rest and repair itself from yesterday's tough run. The other reason I'm feeling mentally tired is that because of my current content creation schedule, I'm not getting to bed and not getting to sleep until well past 1 a.m. in the morning. If I start my content creation cycle with writing the blog post, doing the cartoon, recording the podcast, and then also now producing a video using the cartoon and the podcast audio track, that's 4 hours plus of work. So if I start at 8 o'clock, then it's past midnight by the time I'm finished. And that's a pretty punishing schedule. And I've come to realize that it's unsustainable. It's unsustainable because, well, look at me this morning, mentally just still fatigued, not getting to sleep until 1 a.m. And that off the back of a long run. I mean, I'm pushing myself too hard. So what to do? Well, I have a solution and I have a lesson. The solution is threefold, really. And the first step is to keep, oh dear, is to keep creating content at my current pace, which is a daily content creation cycle. That 4 hours, that I need to keep. And I don't mind keeping that going. I've actually got into the rhythm now of daily content creation, a daily podcast. And although this is episode 34 of the podcast, really it has its genesis in Audiomo in June, which was to create some audio content every single day in the month of June, which I did, more or less. And this particular podcast is a continuation of that because I enjoyed it so much. And now, of course, I've got into the habit. And instead of spending my evenings watching television or doing something else, I'm creating. And of course, as a creator, that's a wonderful thing to be doing. So I don't mind that at all. And I don't want to give up on the routine that I've established. But the issue that I'm facing is that I'm putting all my content creation efforts into Life of a Visual Storyteller. And I have another blog that I am desperate to get started with. But I don't have time. I don't have the bandwidth to do everything for this blog with the podcast and the cartoon and the video, and also do the other one. And the other one is part of my long-term strategy. It's part of my pension provision. It's part of everything that I'm working towards. So something has to give. And I've decided that I'm going to have to thieve time from the Life of a Visual Storyteller and donate it to the new venture, the new online creation. So I'm going to do that. I've no problem doing that, really. It's a bit of a wrench because I was hoping to do something here every single day. But what's going to happen is I'll end up doing something here every other day. In fact, content will appear here every day because what I'll do is I'll produce the cartoon and the blog and the podcast on one day and publish those. And then the next day, I'll publish the video of the cartoon being drawn, which is then has the audio track from the podcast to accompany it, and that goes on YouTube. And I'll publish that the next day. So basically, it'll be the same content in different formats, but spread over 2 days. What that will allow me to do is to spend every other day working on content for the new blog, and that will get me to where I want to go. Also, really, the process that I'm trying to go through with this blog at the moment is to help me generate a cartoon every day to help improve my drawing skills and my cartooning skills. Well, if I'm spreading that over two properties, if you like, two online properties, the goal is still intact. I'm still drawing every day. I'm still producing a cartoon every day. So, or at least I'm working on a cartoon every day. So that goal remains intact. And it also helps me with my long-term goal as well. So to recap, I'll keep creating content at the same pace, but as part two of that, I'll create more diverse content so that I'm actually working towards my other goal as well, my other online goal. In terms of the exercise, well, I need to learn to be a little bit more flexible because, yes, I've taken today off and I need to make up for that. And I need to be able to make allowances for those days when I do step it up, when I make a big leap in my training. Rest days are part of a training program. So I'm taking that rest day today. So as long as I make up my swim later this week, and by all means, this coming Sunday, tap me up and hold me accountable and say, well, did you do the missing swim? Did you get that in? And I'll answer honestly. But as long as I do it, then I'm still doing the exercise that I want to do. I'm still going to be able to keep to some kind of exercise program that will get me to, I suppose the ultimate goal really isn't so much the marathon next year. The ultra marathon is a big goal for me, but it's the 2017 goal. It's doing that triathlon, that Ironman distance triathlon. And as long as I'm doing the work over the period of time that I need to do it, then I'll be fine. And I do need to learn to be a little bit more flexible. So the lesson that's come out of all of this is, first of all, knowing where I want to go. And I think we as creators, we do need to have those goals. We do need to know where we want to end up. We need to be working towards something. Because if we don't work towards something, then we're just flailing around. We're not really grabbing hold of life. Life is grabbing hold of us and pulling us in all kinds of directions. Whereas if we have an idea of where we want to end up, then we are going to be able to mold life, our life, to what we'd like it to be. Now, what that means is that once we have a destination in mind, then the next step is to create some kind of a roadmap, have a roadmap and a route mapped out how we're going to get there. But the route must be flexible. It must allow for roadblocks, diversions, roadworks, trees blocking roads, collapse bridges. Look, you name it. I won't torture the metaphor to death, but you get what I'm saying. So that we can go off road, if you like, and create a new path, or we can follow opportunities that may arise, and we can grasp those because they're exciting, and they're new and they're appealing to us. But ultimately, the road that we may have mapped out, or the route we may have mapped out, which may have even been quite linear, would take us directly to our goal. But even if we go off-road and we take by-roads and side roads and we go maybe completely off-road and create our own roads, as long as we are heading in that direction, then it's fine, isn't it? We will get there eventually. And that's the important thing, is to not let the route become fixed and intransient. Well, you can't have an intransient route, can you? Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. But to let that be the flexible thing, the thing that allows us to get to our goal. And that's today's episode. That's what I wanted to say today. Thank you so much for listening. hello, come in. There's not much happening here today, as you will have gathered from the previous part of the podcast. Small update, the pain in my right calf has gone away, so that worry has abated that I'd aggravated it by being stupid yesterday and running up that hill. So that hasn't come to pass, and that's a relief. My body is stiff and I'm feeling fatigued in my bones and in my muscles from yesterday, but it's okay. Today's a public holiday in Ireland, so I can mooch around as I wish. And you'll have heard that I didn't go swimming, but I'll make up for that. So my next goal actually is to start drawing up a training plan for the marathon in June. Really, at the moment, all I need to do is be working on my foundation, but I need to figure out how broad and how deep I'm going to lay that foundation for my marathon training. Then I need to look into ultramarathon training. So how do I go from having trained from a marathon to an ultramarathon? I think it's just a continuation, to be honest with you. I think the marathon then just becomes the marathon itself, the Cork marathon itself, becomes, ironically, and I can barely believe I'm saying these words, just another training run. Isn't that crazy? But I suppose that's what it has to be. It just becomes another training run as I build towards running an ultramarathon. And I need to draw up a training plan for triathlon. These are things I need to look into now, because yes, the triathlon I have in mind is 2 years away. But look, I'm an overweight middle-aged man pushing 50 by the time this triathlon comes along. So I need to be ready. And I don't think 2 years is an outrageously long period of time to be training for this. But so that's what I'm going to be doing. I think I might take some time out this evening just to look at training plans and to start building a plan so that I know what I need to be doing. And that kind of fits with today's overall theme of the podcast, doesn't it? Listen, let me know what you're up to. I'd love to know if you're listening to this. I would absolutely love to know if you're doing any kind of exercise or what your exercise ambitions are, or if you have none, if you absolutely loathe exercise. I'd love to know that as well, because it's one of those things where people who do exercise can get a little bit preachy, and I don't mean to be that way at all. I mean to inform rather than preach to you, if that makes sense. And I hope I don't come across as preachy. I'm just finding out loads of stuff about my own body and about exercise and about, here's something before I go away, acidification. So I didn't realize that the body acidifies, and that one of the things that fat does is it takes acid out of the body, and that our natural state, or not our natural state, but our best state, as far as I can understand it, is to be slightly alkaline. And if we're slightly alkaline, then our body's optimal. And one of the things that people do is they drink, get this, water with some apple cider vinegar in it, or water with, say, the juice of a lemon in it. And you'd think that, especially lemon, I mean, lemon's acidic, isn't it? It seems counterintuitive to drink that would help your body become alkaline. But what it is, apparently, is that by the time it's gone through your digestive system, it goes into your blood as an alkaline product, and therefore it helps reduce the acidity in your body. And the other thing is, if you do have acidity in your body, if your body is slightly acidic, and your body needs to counteract that, it will draw calcium out of your bones to counteract that, is what I've read both in books and online. So this whole idea of being acidic and alkaline is completely new to me, I'll be very honest with you. And the benefits of being slightly alkaline and the drawbacks of being slightly acidic, and which foods make you acidic and which foods make you alkaline. That's also interesting. And of course, all the stuff we love, oh yes, all the stuff we love, turns out that's the stuff that is acidic. You know, cheese, wine, beer, look, you name it. Good things for us, just to give that side of the equation as well. Just trying to remember now, avocados. Now, I love avocados. So avocados are a good alkaline food. Hey, listen, I'm going to stop now. I've gone super long. And for somebody who said he had nothing to say in the hidden part of the podcast, look how long we've run. Hey, listen, thank you so, so much for listening. I will talk to you soon, but it might not be tomorrow. Take care of yourself.